Well, good morning. This is always the fun part of the day for me when kids participate. We've been doing this for quite a while with our Senior Corps RSVP program, and we have our retired veterans and our volunteers that help select the winners of each of these categories. And today I'm especially pleased because two members of our Senior Corps RSVP programs are our World War II veterans, John Lindholm and Jim Tubach. These gentlemen have been volunteering with me for over 20 years. So they serve their country and they continue to serve their community. And so this is a great honor for me sitting here looking at these. I'll probably tear up, so I better move on. All right, we're gonna bring up our third grade winners. All right, third grade, come on up. We're gonna introduce, going backwards, our fifth grade winners. And face this way so everybody can see your pretty face. And tell them your name.
Ava. Where are you from? Ogden Elementary.
Okay, do you wanna go on down there? Okay. And our fourth place winner.
Zamira.
Tell them.
Zamira.
And where are you from?
Spring Valley.
And our third place winner?
Ohana. That's cool. Theodore Roosevelt.
And our second place winner?
Savannah from Spring Valley.
And our first place winner?
Cammie.
Cammie, where are you from?
Theodore Roosevelt.
Okay. Okay, let's get our fourth place winners, or our fourth grade winners. And in fifth place, we have?
Deborah, Flint Hills Christian School.
And second place?
Gavin Schreiner, Westmoreland Elementary.
And our first place winner?
Alexia Kelly.
What school?
We're at a mill. Oh,
that's okay, we're elementary. Fifth grade, come on down. Our fifth grade winner is?
Cassidy Van Doren, Flint Hills Christian School.
Fourth place?
Elizabeth Machina, Flint Hills Christian School.
And second place?
Kifa Koima, Theodore Roosevelt.
Mock, West Elementary.
All right. Fifth grade, come on down. Oops, we went out of order here. Okay, fifth, Cassidy. Which one's Cassidy? Cassidy, not here? Oh, okay. I was going to introduce you again. Sixth place. Okay, we've got?
Isaac Capeller, Flint Hills Christian School.
Fourth place?
Harvey Anspaugh, Flint Hills Christian School.
Second place?
Mackenzie Galbraith, Ogden Elementary.
And first place?
Olivia Masseri, Bluemont.
All right, how about a big hand for our winners? We'll let you go back out that way. All right, we got some talent in those posters for sure. Now let's have our middle school essay winners all come down. All right, in third place?
Jonathan Featherstone, Flint Hills Christian School.
And second place?
Margaret Corn, Manhattan Catholic Schools.
And now it's my pleasure to introduce, I'm going to put this back on here. Dave's going to shoot me for this. Okay, our first place winner is Allie Cloyd from Manhattan Catholic Schools, and she's going to read her essay.
Do D-Day saw the death of 2,502 American soldiers, and the Battle of the Bulge resulted in 10,276 deaths of American infantry members. The victories at D-Day and the Battle of the Bulge came at a great price. We must never forget the lives lost during those battles, as well as the veterans, all heroes, who are with us today. On June 6, 1944, when the Allied forces invaded the shores of Normandy, a critical turning point in World War II was underway. This large amphibious invasion took 18 months to prepare, with Kansas's General Eisenhower acting as Supreme Commander. If they succeeded, Operation Overlord would establish a Western Front and divide the German Army's efforts. Some 156,000 Allied soldiers landed on a 50-mile stretch of Normandy coastline. As they attempted to push the Germans back, they suffered staggering casualties. The beaches of the landing area were split into five sections where the soldiers would land. Utah was an American beach, selected strategically so that the Allies would be within striking distance of Cherbourg, France. Omaha Beach, another American division, was by far the bloodiest section of landings. About 2,400 American troops turned up dead, wounded, or missing. Only two of their 29 tanks actually reached the shore, and many of the men in the initial waves of the attack were gunned down by heavy German machine gun fire. The later waves of infantrymen were able to slowly push forward and make it to and up the bluffs. On Gold Beach, a British division, aerial attackers had previously wiped out most of the German defenses. Within an hour, the British Army had secured parts of the beach and were able to push inland. Troops at the Canadian beach Juno struggled with rough seas and were cut down by Germans firing from seaside bunkers. The leading divisions reached a casualty rate of 50% during the first hour. After the Canadian troops took the beach with some difficulty, the march inward was significantly easier. At the end of June 6, the Allied troops had successfully stormed and captured the Normandy beaches. This tremendous victory has been called the beginning of the end of the war in Europe. But over 4,000 soldiers' lives were lost during the D-Day invasion. By August 1944, northern France had been liberated and the Germans had been removed, which was the end of the battle at Normandy. This decisive Allied victory began to turn the tide of the war. The Allies then prepared to enter Germany. The Battle of the Bulge, the last major German offensive of World War II, was Hitler's last gamble. On December 16, 1944, the German troops attempted to break through the Allied lines and split them in their drive towards Germany. The Germans broke through the front and advanced 50 miles into Allied defenses. During this push, they created a bulge, which gave this battle its name. Initially, the Germans put 250,000 soldiers into the attack, who fought against 80,000 Americans defending the poorly protected 80-mile stretch of forest. The troops in this hilly section of Ardennes Mountains were mostly isolated, small units. Thick fog and cold conditions also made it difficult for troops to discover German movement. In addition, the Germans infiltrated Allied forces by using English-speaking German men to impersonate U.S. military and sabotage communications. This caused great confusion and chaos behind Allied lines. The Germans were able to push the soldiers into retreat. Frigid conditions, thick fog, and freezing rain took a toll on troops. After a brutal 6 weeks, the Allies had suffered tremendous casualties. On Christmas Day, 1944, the weather cleared enough so that Allied air forces were able to strike. By January 16th, Germans were forced to retreat due to Allied resistance and supply shortages. On January 15th, 1945, the Allies claimed victory of the battle and began to head for Berlin. Almost 20,000 men were killed during the Battle of the Bulge, and over 60,000 were captured or wounded. This proved to be the costliest battle fought by the U.S. Army. But in this struggle, Germany's last major offensive was pushed back, and the Allies kept their western hold. This was crucial in the end of the war, and the Germans surrendered 4 months later, on May 7, 1945. D-Day and the Battle of the Bulge were both decisive turning points in World War II. They were important for the Allies' eventual victory over Germany, but they came with an extraordinary cost. D-Day established a second front for the Allies, which made Hitler fight a two-front war just as Germany had in World War I. This took pressure off the Eastern Front and reduced the onslaught faced by the Russians. At the Battle of the Bulge, the Allies stopped Hitler's last gasp of an offensive. If they had not been successful, the outcome of the entire war may have favored Germany. Success during the D-Day and the battle during D-Day and the Battle of the Bulge were critical for the Allies to win the war. Without the bravery and the sacrifices of the men and women who lost their lives or were wounded in these great battles, the world would probably be very different today. Our veterans are heroes who face the gravest challenges but manage to overcome incredible odds to achieve victory. We honor and remember them, along with those who died alongside them, on Veterans Day.
All right, thank you. Just stay right there. Okay, our high school essay winners were in third place.
Isaiah Choma from Flint Hills Christian School.
And second place?
Rachel Featherstone, Flint Hills Christian School.
And it's my pleasure to introduce our first place winner, Michaela Crow from Flint Hills Christian School.
Almost 75 years ago, the Allied troops, led by American General Dwight D. Eisenhower, stormed the beaches of Normandy, France, in an invasion termed D-Day, the dawn of the Allies' effort to liberate Europe from the hands of the Nazis during World War II. Following just a few short months thereafter was the Battle of the Bulge, the last major German offensive of the war. These two events, filled with joys and sorrows, presented those serving with many key takeaways, not only relating to battle and military strategy, but also to life in general. The events of the battles and actions of our veterans during D-Day and the Battle of the Bulge still present us with applicable, valuable lessons for our everyday lives, specifically to expect the unexpected, to stand together, and to never give up. Furthermore, taking these lessons to heart will not only lessen the pain of life's difficulties, but will also give our veterans the honor they are due for the sacrifices they have made. The first lesson D-Day and the Battle of the Bulge teach us is to expect the unexpected. The Allied invasion was originally planned to commence on June 5, 1944. However, due to poor weather conditions, the invasion was postponed for the following day. It was something Eisenhower and the Allied High Command weren't expecting, something they hadn't planned for. However, they were able to make the best of it and invade the following day, coincidentally giving the troops more time to understand their orders and prepare for battle. Similarly, in life, things don't always happen the way we plan or wish they would. Perhaps this is a sudden illness or loss of a job. These are far from ideal, but with the right attitude, one can find the positive and make the best of the situation. A second lesson to be gleaned from D-Day and the Battle of the Bulge is to stand together. The main objective of the German offensive that was dubbed the Battle of the Bulge was to split the Allied lines, destroying the unity that the Allies had. As the saying goes, united we stand, divided we fall. The Germans knew this and hoped to make use of it by dividing the Allies. Indeed, in the first part of the offensive, the German attack was successful, taking the Allies by surprise and causing disharmony and confusion among the lines. A cleft was carved in the Allied lines, somewhat resembling a bulge, hence the name of the battle. However, upon realization of the situation, the Allied commanders began a strong counterattack, reuniting their lines and driving the Germans back from whence they came. This unity is what gave the Allies the victory. Likewise, unity is what gives us the victory in life. Having unity with those around us gives us strength to overcome difficult circumstances. It's much easier to push on when there is someone nearby to provide support. You can't gain the victory alone. The third and final lesson taught by D-Day and the Battle of the Bulge is to never give up. During D-Day, the Allies met with heavy casualties and loss. However, because of their tenacious attitude and willingness to give their all for the cause, they persevered and eventually gained the independence of Europe, which never would have happened if they had given up in the face of hardship. In like manner, at the Battle of the Bulge, troops faced extreme cold and uncooperative weather conditions, such as mist and rain, that hindered their vision capacities. In this instance as well, they exhibited admirable persistency, refusing to succumb to their weaknesses in exceedingly difficult circumstances. In the same way, perseverance is key in life. When difficulties arise, finding the determination and stamina to push on is essential for overcoming hardships. The troops that fought at D-Day and the Battle of the Bulge were called upon to make incredible sacrifices. For some, this was their peace of mind at seeing the horrors of war. For others, it was suffering wounds in the thick of battle. Yet others gave their all with their lives. For this, they deserve our honor. War is never pleasant, and World War II was a different kind of horrible altogether. These servicemen and women have been forever affected by their experiences, as any veterans of war are. Without their sacrifices and willingness to undergo that, America, and even the world, wouldn't be where it is today. The least we can do to show our gratitude for them is to honor them, to remember their sacrifices, to learn from their experiences, and to never take our freedom for granted. Taking the lessons from these two battles to heart is a seemingly minuscule way in which to show appreciation for what has been done, but it actually displays special care that the work for our veterans doesn't become forgotten. It is one thing to enjoy the freedoms we have, but quite another to be truly grateful for the sacrificial way in which we obtain them. Today, let the spirit of our veterans live on, and honor them by living out their lessons in your everyday life. Not only will you find that the difficulties of life will be easier to bear, you will also ensure that their sacrifices weren't made in vain.
I'm not sure if they know yet, so you watch the reactions on their face. First place winner receives $150 in cash. Second place, $100, and third place, $50. So thank you, guys. And our poster winners, $50 first place, $40 second place, $30 third place, $40 fourth, and or 20 and 10s. And thank you to the Veterans Coalition. They're the ones that fund this opportunity to receive the Cash Award.